Welcome to Sad Pod Live, Thursday, July 13th, 2017. And since this is a Safer Little Years show, it's where stay-at-home dads talk about their happy, sad lives. Well, this is the Home Dad Con Portland 2017. Why I should go to Home Dad Con info promo show or something, where myself and Mr. Pat Jacobs speak with some of the movers and shakers in the Home Dad Con world. So how's it going, Pat?
Very good, man. I'm glad to be doing Sad Pod again with you.
Well, I believe you were doing it last year with Mr. David Torellio, right?
Yeah. He went ahead and hosted that show. That was awesome. We had a great time in Raleigh, North Carolina in 2016. And now we're looking forward to doing the same and having an even better time in Portland.
So look, it's been a while since you've been on the show. I don't know if you like us or not, or you're just too busy for us, but if you could just reintroduce us, who is Pat? Pat, the board member, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I'm just a dad with two kids. I've got a 2-year-old monster and a 4-year-old angel. And you met the monster, so you know how she is. I'm a board member for the National At-Home Dad Network for the last 2 years. I'm currently the vice president. And I'm part of the chair for the scholarship committee for the Brian Dixon Memorial for the Home Dad Con to send dudes to the conference and everything. I'm a photographer, a husband, all around nice guy. Don't ask anyone if that's actually true.
Okay. Well, you're excited about Portland this year. You just recently there, right?
Yes, I was. I do a guy's trip with a couple of my college buddies every year to a different city. And we had one of our buddies moved out to Portland about a year and a half, 2 years ago. So this summer, last month, we went to Portland and had an awesome time out there. There's amazing food out there. I saw cars that I haven't seen in years. I saw a Datsun with no rust. Which for a Chicago guy is kind of hard because out here where we've got all the snow and all the salt, you don't get older cars like that where you can see them with no rust because they're just caked in salt and they're totally rusted out and dead. Again, amazing food. They've got awesome food carts out there and food cart pods, and it's just fantastic. And Multnomah Falls, driving up to there, it's about an hour out of Portland, is absolutely gorgeous with all the waterfalls. And I'm really excited to get back, man. Really excited.
So that was the first time, right? The first time to Portland?
Yes, that was my first time there.
Because, I mean, I've been as well. I also have been to Portland. It was actually on my hit list of places to move to back in 2013 before my wife and I went on to IVF and got stuck in the great state of Florida.
Yep.
Yeah, but rather than me talk about me, let's say who we're talking to tonight. We've got first-timer to Home Dad Con, but not first-timer to Sad Pod, Mr. Dan Scott. Do you want to say hello, Dan?
Hello, Dan.
And last year, Home Dad Con veteran who won't be going to Portland, Mr. Brett Roberts, also another Sad Potter.
How's it going, eh?
And also a sometime Sad Potter and Naked and Afraid enthusiast, the survivalist, Mr. Aaron Phillips.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back on.
And somebody who we're hoping to get out there and do a bit of speaking, but we can talk about that later. And probably the most famous for Sad Pod, at least, Mr. Aaron Canwell, who is the Portland event co-chair from Micah and Me, and you'll know all about Micah and Me if you listen to the show because it's our intro and outro music. Say hello, Mr. Aaron Canwell.
Hey guys, glad to be here.
Okay, so we're going to start with Aaron Canwell, right, Pat?
Yes, please. We would love to talk to Aaron. Aaron's an amazing guy, man. So, Aaron, if you wouldn't mind, man, let us know who you are, how long you lived in Portland, how you got connected with the National At-Home Dad Network. Give it to us.
Yeah, so I'm a stay-at-home dad. I've been here in Portland 7 years. I married a native Portlander, and that brought me here. And I'm also in a kids band called Micah and Me. named after my son, Micah. And I got, I don't remember exactly how it happened. I think there were some meetups, dad meetups. When I was first became a stay-at-home dad, I was kind of roaming around the city trying to figure out what to do with the six-month-old in my arms. And I found a dad meetup nearby, and I met Chris Routley. And then he started coming to our shows. And eventually I heard about Home Dad Con, and I applied for the scholarship. And I went to Raleigh last year. I got the scholarship. It was really nice. Thank you so much.
Raleigh was your first one?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, no, we were really glad to have you there. And especially for me, getting to know some of your music with Micah and me, my kids love the song Dump Truck. And, you know, because it was available on iTunes, we were able to get that. And I played it for them. And they absolutely love it. My son, my four-year-old, it's his absolute favorite song. So I know that you and I at Home Dad Con and at Dad 2.0 conference this last year, we've been able to kind of do a little live performance for him, and he just absolutely loves that. He's over the moon about that stuff. So it's pretty cool, man. I appreciate that.
That's awesome. And our new album is going to come out this fall, and we're going to spruce that song up a little bit. It'll be a lot of fun.
He's already pimping his music. He's already pimping his successful Kickstarter campaign. And are we going to have Super Daddy Fun Day on there as well, mate? The remix version?
Yes.
And can we use it for the podcast again, I suppose?
It'll be way better, so yeah.
Okay, well, look, we want to talk Home Dad Con. So can you give us the little details, man, the dates? When's the shindig and where?
September 16 is the official dates for Home Dad Con. And there'll be something September 13. It'll be a Dad's Night Out, sponsored by PDX Dads Group and City Dads. For those that come in early, they can go to that. It'll be Wednesday night. But everything starts Thursday night here in Portland. We'll be located at the DoubleTree Hotel, which is an easy public transit light rail ride from the airport. I ride light rail public transit all the time with my son because we have one car and my wife takes it to work. And that's one thing I love about Portland. But back to the dates, September 14, that's a Thursday. So before things officially kick off, which is that Thursday evening, there's going to be some options, some stuff we can do. We have someone that's organizing, someone who's actually not from here, but he's organizing a bike tour. So those who want to ride bicycles, they can do that. And then he is also doing some tabletop or role-playing games later in the afternoon on Thursday, and guys can jump on the Facebook group and figure out more about that. And and then we have some other options, like electives, like coffee cupping. This is Portland after all, and I don't drink coffee, but I understand from this that there's a whole lot. It's like, you know, like beer, there's just a lot that goes into creating a perfect cup of coffee. Talking about doing a photo walk. I think that's you, Pat, maybe doing that. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm hoping so. I would definitely like to do another one there. I did a ton of walking and shooting around the city and would love to do it again with some of the dads.
Yeah, I saw your photo, especially of the stag. That was awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So, Aaron, is the dream of the 90s alive in Portland, mate? Why Portland?
Yeah, I was going to get to that. Thanks for leading right into that.
Well, it was either that or Grimm. I mean, I was going to come in with Portlandia or Grimm. Either one of them is relevant to me.
Yeah, so Portlandia. You can come here and see the Portland behind that. In fact, one of the reoccurring stars on Portlandia is the two clowns, Olive and Dingo, and they're going to be at the convention teaching us how to tie balloons and whatever else Olive and Dingo do, which once you are around them, you'll understand. They're a hoot. They're a lot of fun. Their background is they used to do burlesque shows, and they slowly transitioned into doing kid shows now. So they know how to entertain adults and kids.
So I can go back to clown college if I come to Portland?
Certainly, yes.
But why Portland? Can you name some of the things? I mean, Pat, you've been there. I, too, noticed how amazing the food was in Portland. I'm not going to lie. I thought the food in Portland was fresh. I thought it was awesome. Did you notice that, Pat?
Yeah, it's crazy because there really are a lot of these you know, food cart pods, you know, just in a neighborhood, there will be a ton of, you know, there's just like a little parking lot, and there will be, you know, up to like say 10 or so little food carts with all different types of food. And it's almost overwhelming because you're walking through and you're trying to figure out like, which place do you want to eat at and what do you want to try? And it really makes you jealous that you don't live there and that you can't just try this stuff all the time. And it's really great, man. I really love that town.
So give me some highlights, Aaron. What are some of the highlights of Portland that we should be expecting to see? I do understand you do have some rather demonic baked goods that you were promoting on Facebook Live earlier on today.
Voodoo donuts. Yeah, you can get all sorts, appropriate and inappropriate donuts. We went there today. It was awesome. My son loved the Fruit Loops donut. I was eyeing that maple bacon. I was feeling a little... little tired. I decided I better not throw all that sugar down my throat, but I think next time I'm going to have to do that maple bacon donut.
It's awesome. You have to.
And if nothing else, you need to get a pink box and get your photo taken. I mean, that's what Voodoo Donuts is about. And They have a coffin. You can get a coffin for $130. You can coffin with a whole bunch of donuts in it. It's a wood coffin. It's really cool. And this place is like, if you've ever been to New Orleans, this is like one of those hole-in-the-wall, awesome, funky, just great places to go in and check out. It's my first time today, actually, which is...
Wow. There's literally a line out the door from like half an hour before they open until well past, you know, when they close. It's just nonstop. Donuts, 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 man. And you see people walking, you know, almost a mile away from any Voodoo Donuts, and you've got people walking around with these pink boxes. It's crazy.
Yeah. What about the guys who are diabetics, mate, who maybe come in a little bit early and they want to have a look around Portland? What can you tell them they should see?
Okay. So I'm just gonna say food carts, food carts, food carts. There's food carts for every single person.
Okay, I said the guys who maybe have a problem with the old food, man. I mean, what don't you have some walking that people can do to work off some of these donuts?
Yes. Okay, so there's some great places around here. Like Pat already talked about the Multnomah Falls. It's not even an hour, maybe 45 minutes, 30 minutes if you drive fast. And that's a great place. There's the Washington side, too. There's some great hikes up there. But all along the gorge, easy in Oregon, right along the highway, there's all kinds of hiking options. You can go to Mount Hood in an hour and a half, hour easy to some great hiking places. You can be up in the snow in an hour and a half. Just gorgeous places around here. There's some really fun things with my son. I just go downtown and start wandering around. So OHSU has a tram, really nice. If you've got a TriMet pass, you can get on there. And just go up the tram, come down, and you get a wonderful view of the city. There's cool stuff on the water. There's jet boats you can rent. That's right off of OMSI, Oregon Museum of Science and Industry. I love going there. My son loves it. Even if you just ride the streetcar around, the streetcars circle the city. They go over the bridges, and there's so many different bridges. But, yeah, you get to just see what's going on. I just like walking around. Now, if you want to get out, there's Forest Park on the west side. You can get in there. There's miles and miles where you just don't, doesn't look like you're in the city. You're out. It's one of the biggest parks. The same people that designed Central Park in New York also designed that park.
Now you have that rather iconic train station as well, right?
Yep. Union Station. When I was dating my wife, I used to take the train down the gorge. That's another beautiful thing. If you fly into like Tri-Cities or something, and take that train down the gorge, it's just beautiful. You get up in the lounge car and you can look out and then you end up at Union Station, which is that iconic train station, and you jump on the MAX, jump on a bus, you can go around anywhere. If you're coming from Seattle, you just drop, you know, take an Amtrak down. A friend of mine just did that the other day. The one thing I really like is the public transit. It's so easy to get around, bus, MAX, or the streetcar.
Now, Aaron raised a good question there, Pat, because, you know, we're really pumping this out to a lot of the guys on the West Coast, and that Union Station's right there. No excuse for guys to catch the train. California's right, but right. A stone's throw, right?
Yep, absolutely. It's not that hard to get to.
Because you can come straight into Union Station, which is look, I'm a train buff. I love the old beautiful train stations, and that's iconic. The brick building, the clock on, is it clock on four sides, Aaron? I can't remember.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't remember. My wife might know. I can ask her really quick. But speaking of trains, there we have right near OMSI, there is the a train museum. So there's big old trains, and you can go in there and check that out too. It's awesome. And that's just a really short Portland streetcar ride from the DoubleTree Hotel. So if you plan on staying, you know, coming early or staying late, there's so much to see. It is wonderful. And if you're a big beer guy, Portland is the place to be. Yeah.
So many great breweries out there and wonderful places just to pop in real quick and grab a quick flight and, you know, try a couple of the beers. Just Portland's neat. Portland is really neat.
Go on, man.
If you've ever wanted to learn how to be a hipster. Now, if you're from Austin, you already know how to be a hipster. But if you want to learn how, you just walk.
That's the place.
Any street here, especially Hawthorne. Can I recommend Hawthorne and Mississippi Avenue? Those two are wonderful. And you'll get a real quick lesson how to be a hipster. And if you have a beard and you're in a place where beards are not the in thing, you'll love it here.
Now, I know a little bit about Hawthorne, and if anybody knows a little about wandering the neighborhoods, Portland is set up into these very different neighborhoods. There's a lot of beautiful mission architecture out there in Hawthorne. It's quite expensive, and it's quite pretty. There's also a Australian pie place out there for anybody who wants to get a good meat pie who happens to be Australian and coming to the con, basically me. There's that. And what else can you think of, Aaron, off the top of your head? Oh, and you can go for some great walks. If you're into outdoor stores, does Portland have any?
Oh, yeah. So we got some great local outdoor stores as well as REI, too. So there's some local ones. One right next to where I live. I live in the Hollywood District. It's called the Mountain Shop. They're a really great outdoor store. They have a lot of really affordable rentals that can get you and your kids up on Mount Hood if you're a local guy, you know, here, or if you're coming through. Then there's Next Adventure. This is probably my favorite one. We'll be going right by it when we go down to Grand Central Bowling for PDX Dad's Night Out. And I think we're going to do it for the Thursday night, the welcome party. We're going to be at Grand Central Bowling, I'm pretty sure. And we'll go right by Next Adventure. Next Adventure is awesome. You go in the main floor and you think, okay, this is, you know, this is, it's like maybe a little higher than REI. There's North Face. There's all these nice brand new clothes and everything. But you follow they have these Buddhist flags and you follow those and they go down to the basement, and the basement is another full level of used stuff. I just got some awesome snow bib snow for skiing, snow pants, like really expensive ones for $16. These are like French, I forget the name. It's a French name. And I looked online and the lowest I could see was in 60. Most of them were $400. And I asked the guy, I said, $16, is this really, it seems like a mistake. And he's like, just go, get out of here.
Hey, Pat, have you been to Next Adventure?
I have not, no.
If Goonies was an outdoor store, that's Next Adventure.
Oh, it sounds fantastic.
I kid you not, it is truly awesome. Well, look, we're getting to the end of that 20-minute mark, Aaron. What's the cost of this amazing event out in Portland?
So the cost to register is $165.
$165? I hear you say. And what about the hotel? Because we're encouraging people to stay at the Marriott where, you know, the action never stops, right?
Yeah, exactly. So the hotel, we got a special price. You can get a single room for $149 a night, and you can get a double room or a fancier single room for, I think it's $159 or $169. Those rooms are pretty nice. I'm going to be doing some Facebook Live video on that eventually on the room so you can see what they look like. But this is nice. This DoubleTree, you know who else has stayed there recently is Vanilla Ice, Bruno Mars.
We asked you to advertise it, mate, not to bring it down.
Ice, baby!
Okay, but look, we want everybody to stay at the Marriott. It's a beautiful hotel, and Aaron has been posting some amazing live videos. So check out the National At Home Dad feed, their Facebook feed. They're just awesome. But stick around, Aaron, because we're going to bring some other people in. They might be want to ask you some questions. The next cab off the rank is actually Mr. Dan Scott, and this is going to be his first time. He is a virgin. Dan, as you recognize, is from the Dallas-Fort Worth area in Texas. So, Dan, you're coming to Home Dad Con. Why?
Why not? What excuse do I have?
Drop my...
All right. Thanks for talking to us, Dan. Have a very good evening. We'll talk to you later.
That was easy.
Hey, Dan, I got a quick question. Right. I'm from the Euless area, or as we call it, Useless. So where out in the DFW area?
Well, I grew up in Kennedale, and now I'm down in South Grand Prairie over at Joe Pool Lake, if you know where that is.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
So seriously, though, Dan, why Home Dad Con? What actually made you say, I got to go? I gots to go.
Well, actually, I was going to skip it because I've gotten to know you guys pretty well over the past couple of years. And my wife actually said, no, there's no way in hell you're going to skip it. You're going to go meet these bastards and confront them face to face.
Good for her.
Yeah. So she insisted, and that was my Father's Day present this year was Home Dad Con.
Wonderful.
Oh, ladies, Father's Day.
Yeah. Yeah. Great birthday gift, all that type of stuff. So this will be your first time. What are you hoping to get out of it?
Just some more networking, meet some more guys that are kind of in the same situation that I am.
But how'd you find out about it? Did you just happen to, walk into a light pole one day and there was a sticker that said Home Dad Con on it?
No, not as such. It wasn't a light pole. No, I'm sure I was probably browsing Facebook or something and came across the National Home Dad page. I mean, we're talking a couple of years now, so.
Did you have the opportunity to go to Raleigh?
I could have gone to Raleigh. Financially, it was there. However, on principle, North Carolina has had some hiccups in the way they treat people, and I wasn't going to spend my money there.
So you were one of those guys.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. In all fairness, we did have a lot of people who decided to do that, and even brands that decided not to sponsor the convention because a lot of companies, a lot of brands pulled out of North Carolina because of the HB2 Act and everything there. So, we understand that. We respect that decision, and we're glad that you're going to be able to finally join us in Portland.
Yeah, I'm glad too.
Obviously, this is the opportunity to get together with a bunch of people who are in the exact same position as you, and we're looking to have big numbers at this Home Dad Con, people. I envisage that people will not get to know everybody's name. Are you looking for the camaraderie? I mean, do you just want to meet guys who just do the same thing as you?
Yeah, both. Yeah, I want to actually know that there's other people out there. And meet them face to face and know that you're not just bots on the internet. The friendship, the networking, all of that. Also, Oregon, by camaraderie, did you mean dispensary?
We can't go into that. That's enough for the show.
Okay,
thanks.
Okay. Yeah. And thanks, everybody. Yeah.
But it's okay. People are familiar with those things. And there will be people, I'm sure, in Portland who can direct you in that direction. Now, how long are you going to be staying in Portland for, Dan?
I'm arriving on Wednesday, and I'm actually leaving Monday morning, I believe.
Nice. And then are there any questions that you have for guys that have been there before? Anything that you are curious about, want to know?
No, I was glad to hear that there's good public transit. I assume there was, mm-hmm. Not being the Dallas area, I assumed that you would have good public transit.
Yeah.
If you want to plug into a car slot, there's plenty of those. I don't know how many vaults I saw when I was there. You know, with the murals in the backdrop, it is a mm-hmm. kick-ass town, Portland. There's no question. And I, knowing Dan and knowing the At Home Dad community, we're all pretty cool guys, and we're pretty easygoing. And Dan's pretty easygoing. And Portland, that's a city for easygoing guys, right, Pat?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, look, we're going to bring the next man in, which is Mr. Brett Roberts. Say hello, Brett.
How's it going, eh?
Now, Brett, you were here as the voice of David last year, mate.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going this year.
Why I'm not. Nope. Because I turned 40 this year, and my choice was probably go to DadCon, or a few buddies and I are going to go for 5 days and go to Dominican and go to an all-inclusive and sit around.
All right, that's enough of that. That's enough of that.
Thanks.
Settle down. Show, Brett. But look, it was a tough year last year with the hurricanes and all. What was the most memorable experience for you, mate?
There's two parts for it for me. One was just the getting there was its own little adventure. You know, you and I did the little road trip, so that was its own little sidebar. But getting there and just putting faces to names, getting to sit with some of the guys and talk about day-to-day things that we all go through, I think that a lot of guys that you know don't do those things. So it kind of made it was more of a normality. It was more of a kinship, I guess, that you don't always get sitting with a group of guys that you don't know. So it just was a nice way to wind down, have some time with some people that we all kind of know we're in the same boat, in the same trenches. And it said for a lot of us who've chatted, like Pat and I and stuff, and other people I've talked to over the years through the network, to put a face to a name and sit down and chat and see people, it was really nice to feel that and get to make those relationships.
So you can recommend Home Dad Con? Are you very much in the pro Home Dad Con camp? Because I mean, there is some uncertainty with guys when they start to hear the money and they start to hear that they're. I think some people just have a little bit of separation anxiety, you know, because they are the dad with the kid, you know. But you can recommend it.
I think there's two parts of it, right? You're leaving home, you're the dad with the kid, and you're now leaving that comfort zone, and now you're going into another one where you may not know anybody or very limited people. So I can definitely recommend it. It's a good spot where you can go in. Like I said, you and I went together, so we always shared room stuff, so we had somebody we kind of knew right from the get-go, but there was lots of times that you and I went our own separate ways and ran into people that either I'd met before or had never even heard of before, and had some really great conversations and chatted and had a great time. So if you're going to go and you don't know anybody, it will take about 5 minutes and you will know somebody. It's a pretty talkative bunch, and people are very social and outgoing through the whole thing.
You mentioned that you guys did a little road trip to Home Dad Con in Raleigh last year, and it was actually about an 800-mile drive or something like that, correct?
It was a fairly long drive. Yeah. we took about 3 days to get up there, and Dave flew into London. We drove to Niagara. From Niagara, we went to, I can't remember where we stopped. We had Washington, I think, was the next stop. And was it Washington to? Was it Washington to Raleigh, Dave? I can't remember now. Is there one more stop in there that I can't remember?
Well, no, we did stop off in Pennsylvania and had we tried to make sure that we stopped in every independent eatery that we possibly could.
It was a no-chain.
Yeah, we didn't eat in Starbucks. We ate in the off-chain coffee house. We ate in as many brew pubs as we could. But we got in late to Washington. Washington was amazing. And then, you know, obviously we had a great time out there in Raleigh. I mean, I was a bit stressed because of the hurricane, but other than that, you know, Brett and I have got a similar sense of humor. So we had a lot of fun.
Yeah. The road trip was a lot of fun. We had a lot of good chats on the way and so it was one of those things, right? Like you and I chatted quite a bit beforehand, but after this, you and I chat, you know, 3-4 times a week, even just might be a quick little passing through Messenger or something, but it's pretty uncommon for you and I to go a week without having some sort of words, even just insults back and forth.
We had this talk with Pat last year, right, Brett? We had the pre-show with Pat last year, and we talked about experiences and what we were, at that time, we were expecting to get out of Home Dad Con. And one of them is the camaraderie and the fact that you can be a loner. You don't have to be with somebody. You can walk through the door, and before you know it, you'll have 50 of your closest friends. Yes. I'm not suggesting for a minute that, you know, maybe you are a little bit of an introvert. It's easy to become an introvert when the only person you've got to speak to is 2 years old. But Pat, I mean, it was what we thought it was, and it is like that every year, right?
It really is. And, you know, some guys are extremely isolated in their at-home dad situation. And those are the guys that this is most important for them to actually get out there and, you know, suddenly say in a conversation with somebody that they have a 2.5-year-old that just won't sleep through the night and has just been absolutely crazy and really hard on them and their partner, and you know, the mind screw that they're going through is just driving them insane. And then all of a sudden there are 12 other guys going, oh yeah, well, I'm going through that exact same thing. And then there's a half a dozen other guys coming over and saying, oh, I went through that in, you know, last couple of years, and this is what I tried and this is what I did, and have you done this? And all of a sudden you realize that it really is this brotherhood of fatherhood, and we're all in one place. And it's so important, because just like Brett said, you know, you're finally putting, you know, faces to names, and they're not just bots on the computer. And, you know, you can actually shake somebody's hand and break bread with them and have these meaningful conversations. And you do walk away suddenly with a lot more friends and people to reach out to. If you need advice, or you just need to vent, or whatever, as an at-home dad. And, you know, just like you said, you know, most of the time we are just talking to children all day long. And it is important to have those adult conversations as well. Otherwise you lose your sense of self, and that's not healthy for you or the family.
Well, it's also nice too, I think, that like when you go out to a lot of these events, that, you know, we had the different nights at different pubs and stuff. And it is a bit of a, you know, like, listen, you're going to the breakout sessions, you're doing the stuff during the daytime, which you pick up some great information, you meet new people. But it's also still some time away. It's some downtime. It's some, you know, you can sleep in a little bit and have a shower in the morning, eat breakfast without feeding anybody else.
Yes.
It is a bit of a recharge. It does allow the batteries to kind of get up and get going again. So, when you get home, you're a little more ready to go, and you've had that time away. It definitely helps you become a little bit better at what you're doing, because you're getting that time off. You're getting that little bit of rest. You are sitting with other people who've been in the same boat. It is, you know, it's like tossing the old batteries in the charger. By the time you get home, you're ready to rip and go again.
And watch the first three episodes of Stranger Things without having to worry about somebody interrupting you.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Dave and I just sat there that one night, and everybody else was coming into the room and having a drink and just visiting and stuff, and we were just sitting there watching.
We had blow-ins all through the night.
As
long as they brought beer and pizza, they were welcome.
We had a sign on the door that said that too, actually.
I am going to say, I was going to ask you what the thing was that you found to be your favorite from Rally, but since I was there as well, I'm going to jump ahead. Mr. Brian Gordon had to be the highlight of Home Dad Con and Rally. We had many, many great speakers, and had many great breakouts. But when you're at a place where you're self-deprecating humor, they call gallows humor, which is a lot of what being a stay-at-home dad is, and Brian Gordon can just capture that in a little cartoon bubble, and that man was amazing. What was your favorite, Brett? Was it Brian Gordon, or was it something else?
Yeah, I think I was watching him. It was great when he walked up there and he's okay. He kind of started talking, and because he had spent the whole weekend there with us, he kind of knew people and kind of got an idea of who everybody was. So he kind of walked up, okay, I wrote this whole speech and this is what it's going to be, but I'm tossing it away and let's just chat, you know, like, and he kind of spoke like, you know, he spoke like a real person, didn't come off as being, you know, too prepared, and he just kind of winged it. And that was what was kind of nice. And he, you know, he maybe used some language that wasn't probably in his original speech, but we're okay with that. We've heard worse. And so it made it authentic. It made it valuable. It made it enjoyable because it kind of came from the heart, and it was, you saw who he was as a person. I think he got who a lot of us were. So that connection was made, and it made it a lot more enjoyable to watch him speak or hear him speak and watch him kind of enjoy being able to be himself and not have to be somebody else in front of a big group. I think he got a bit of kick out of that too, where he was saying things that probably maybe before somebody would have went, oh God, he didn't just say that. He says it there, and everybody starts breaking out laughing and clapping and stuff. So I think it was a bit of a break for him, something different than the norm that he got to enjoy.
We live in a safer little ears world, Pat, for the most time. I know you don't, but you're in Chicago. So that's the thing. You know, you can be an adult again.
Really. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, we were talking a little bit about, I'm going to leave you for a sec, Brett, because we were talking about the breakout speakers, and a guy I really, really, really want to get to Home Dad Con in Portland is Mr. Aaron Phillips. You'll probably recognize him from some of the podcasts we've done before. He was on Naked and Afraid. He's a survivalist and a stay-at-home dad. He's the talent. So, Aaron, you're the talent of the show. But this would be your first home DadCon too, if we can get the stars to align and get you out there.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to it, guys. I'm super excited. Absolutely. I've never participated in anything like this before. So I'm a virgin to it. I'm a newbie, and I love that. I love new experiences, so I'm definitely looking forward to it.
How long have you been a stay-at-home dad?
My son Silas is 3 and a half, so I've been at home except for the 21 days that I was in the jungle, and I guide trips, a long extended trip, maybe twice a month. So aside from that, I'm at home every day, all day, almost like living in a cave sometimes. Mm-hmm. with my son. So 3 and a half years.
Now, what do you expect from the old Home DadCon as well, mate? I mean, because I saw you pop up on the Home DadCon forums. It seems such a different world, a guy who has this sorts of exposure and obviously does the thing that you do with your survival side. Sure. What do you expect about coming to meeting this brotherhood of fatherhood up there in Portland?
Well, aside from just hanging out with a bunch of other dads, which I'm stoked about that. I'm excited about being in Portland. I almost drooled on my iPhone just listening to you guys talk about the maple bacon donuts earlier.
So good.
Oh my God, man. That just sounds amazing right there. So I'm not really sure what to expect, but I'm hoping for great things and a chance to swap some stories with some of the other hero dads out there, you know, and of course, you know, meeting you guys. I'm pretty stoked about that. And I can't lie. I'm also looking forward to, you know, fully immersing myself in the PNW culture there, the culture, the food, the architecture, the music. I'm excited about seeing the city and the area out there.
Because you haven't been to the PMW before, right? You haven't been up to any of those areas, right?
No. I've been all over the world, and that's you know, one of the areas I've never been to. I've got quite a few friends that live out that way, and they share their pics with me and photos and stuff online. And you know, growing up, I've seen tons of pictures of the wilderness out there, and it's that is mind blowing. I mean, just the beauty of the nature out there is astounding to me. I have heard about this thing called the Portland-Shanghai tunnels. And being a bit of an explorer and an adventurer, that's one thing that's on the top of my list right there for sure to check out. So yeah, I you know, my whole life I've read and heard about that area, and I'm pretty excited about going out.
Now, we did an outdoor show with Aaron Pat, and one of the things for with me was kitties in the outdoors, and that's one of the things. Yep. I wanted to hook him in. And we wanted to get you on to talk to Aaron way back when, but you were far too busy for the likes of us. Here's your opportunity, mate. What are you going to ask this man who blurs his todger on TV?
Yeah, I'd really like to know, you know, what you kind of mentioned, you know, being out in the jungle for 21 days and everything. So, sure. You know, for someone like me who just, I wasn't able to be on that podcast. I don't know who the heck you are, man. Who the heck are you, dude?
I'm a third generation Floridian, man. I grew up here in Florida, and, you know, when some of my friends were off partying and doing their things in school growing up, I was always out playing in the woods, you know, building forts and rubbing sticks together and making fires and going fishing and stuff like that, surfing and canoeing, paddling, all that kind of stuff. So I'm just kind of I'm not so much a hunter. I don't have anything against it, but I've just, that's kind of not my gig, but I'm just an outdoors guy, man. And I believe there's something, you know, therapeutic about being immersed in nature. I can see it in people, whether they're young, old, middle-aged. When I get them out there by the second or third day, you know, they're like, oh my God, like, what's that noise? What's that sound? You know, this is so cool. And just mm-hmm. seeing people light up like that and blossom and grow like that in nature that's a reward enough for me. I have a son now, so I have to charge people to take them out and do that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But, that's what I do, you know, and, you know, the Discovery Channel calls me a survivalist, and I guess to some degree I am. Not really. I don't call myself a survivalist. I don't call myself a bushcrafter, so to speak. I'm just an outdoors guy. I just, you know, I kind of feel like we came from nature and we're very much connected to nature. And I think it's very important to stay connected with the wild and with the outdoors.
Pat, you said earlier though, that you thought that being naked and afraid in the jungles, was it Borneo?
Belize.
Belize. You said that being naked and afraid in the jungles of Belize was nothing compared to staying in suburban Chicago with two children for an extended period of time. Right.
Very comparable. Very comparable.
It's a jungle out there, man.
It sure is. It sure is. You have no idea about the Northwest suburbs, right? No. But no, can you give us a little recap of your experience out there during your naked and afraid experience?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, on day one, I turned the opportunity down. I was consulting on a BBC survival project and it got shelved. And then Discovery Channel approached me about the naked and afraid thing. And I turned it down two or three times because I thought it was just reality TV. And to some degree it is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they swore to me, it's as real as it gets. And I said, all right, you know, I'll do this. But if I get out there and you're handing me lines and we're talking about choreography and you want me to say this and stand here and all that, I said, you know, there's a banquet table of waters and snacks. Mm-hmm. I will walk my pasty white ass all the way back to Florida if I have to. I don't want to be a part of something that's not real. And nature is very real. And to me, it's a very personal and intimate thing. And they assured me that's not the case. So they put me in Belize. And I asked that day one, I said, what are the rules? And they said, for you, there's no rules. You do what you do, and we're going to document it. And I said, you got it. And so 3 days in, they flew in a production assistant, and he came in from LA, and he's like, hey, I just wanted to make sure this is what you expected. And I was like, yeah, this is as real as it gets, buddy. You know, we built our own shelter. There's howler monkeys peeing on me every night. Yeah, I'm loving it, you know. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, you're insane. All right, have fun, buddy. And so, you know, I built my camp on top of a Mayan ruin, and just a short walk from the water. I you know, when it comes to survival, you need food, shelter, fire, water, and I locked those four things down within the first 72 hours, which means I increased my chances of survival and succeeding. So I did that, and there's over 1,000 hours of footage that they compress into about a 38-minute show, and they have a story to write. And part of the agreement, and part of it's tough, you know, that I got to live the adventure of a lifetime. They get to tell the story. But I lost 25 pounds in 21 days. I ate food every single day. I came home with 5 bot flies. My wife and my mother got 4 of them out by suffocating them with super glue and duct tape. Ugh. And one of them, we didn't realize you can have 2 larvae in one hole. So we thought we got it out. And the other one that was still in there rotted inside me. And so I had to go into surgery and have that extracted, which I filmed that too. And my producer loved me for that. He's like, oh my God, this is great TV. It's amazing. And, the guy doing the procedure, he's like, as long as you don't put my face on there, we're okay. And I was like, you got it, man. And so I got the camera right there, you know.
And
wow. So, yeah, I did 21 days. The woman they paired me up with was she's a solo athlete and a CrossFit coach and owns her own gym. An amazing, amazing woman. No skills whatsoever when it comes to nature. But she had mental fortitude like you wouldn't believe. I mean, on our worst days, she would just roll over in the shelter in the middle of the night, pouring rain, and look at me, and she goes, well, we're not dead. And I'm like, well, hell yeah, high five, best friend, you know. Unfortunately, you know, for entertainment purposes and television, people don't like to see that. They want to see you puking and pooping and fighting and all that kind of stuff. And for the most part, that didn't happen. You know, we had a good time, you know, and they've asked me a couple times, you know, what do you think about going back out there? And I'm like, dude, let's go, you know, let's talk about this. And that's in a nutshell, that's my naked and afraid experience.
More puking and pooping at home.
Yeah. Oh God. Yes.
Enough there.
Yeah.
Now all that time out there, I mean, not much in the way of distractions, technology, you know, laundry needing to be done, all that type of stuff, you know, no little kid puke that you have to clean up, just your own. I'm sure that you had a lot more time to think just inside your own head than ever before in your adventures. And was there any kind of big revelation that you had about your situation in life as a dad right now?
Oh, dude, hell yeah. Every day, every day I thought about my son. I mean, it's on the episode. If you want, and I bless your heart if you are, I feel bad for you if you really watch the episode. But if you do watch the episode, you'll see. I mean, they wanted drama, and I said, I will give you drama, but it's not going to be nasty drama. It's going to be real. And I broke down, and I cried about missing my son, you know. And, you know, I ask myself sometimes, like, dude, what the hell am I doing out? I think I even have a cold beer in the fridge at home. You know, there's air conditioning. I got a couch. I got a TV. What am I doing? You know, yeah. But my goal and my reason for going out there was to show my son, you know, as a father, I believe there's no better way to teach than to lead by example. And I'm passionate about being in the outdoors and connecting people with nature. And, you know, I reminded myself every day that, you know, I'm doing this for him. And as twisted as that sounds, I wanted him to see what it means to never give up and to pursue his passions in life. Mm-hmm. And so I reminded him every time that doubt crept into my mind, like, what the hell am I doing here? You know, I reminded myself that, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's why I'm here. It's because of him, you know? And, you know, I can't lie, man. There were times I woke up, you know, at the time he was only 18 months old. I was a bit worried about things like separation anxiety, but he wasn't quite old enough in development to experience that yet, I don't think. But I was certainly feeling it. And there were times I woke up in the middle of the night and I'm like, oh, was he just crying? Like, what the hell's going on? I'm looking around and there's a little fire about 10 feet from my shelter. Wow. In our camp. And I'm like, oh crap, I'm not at home. All right. Yeah. All right. Wow. And it took me a few minutes to like gain my sense, like, where am I? Okay, this is what's going on. And then I would try to, you know, kind of soothe myself and go back to sleep. And there were times I woke up and I'm like, I gotta do laundry. I know there's one load in the washer and I've got to get that shit out of the dryer because, you know, I mean, it's going to stink if I can't get, you know, and it was just like, you know, these home chores that I do, the life I live at home every day with my son would come back to me, you know, and I'm like, whoa, and I have to shake it off and stay focused, you know? So yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I want to bring it back to Home Dad Con because we're running out of time.
Yes.
Look, we've got you penciled in, mate. We still don't have it in ink. We want you for a keynote. We want you for a breakout. So what can we expect? Because we're going to talk about kids in the outdoors, and are we going to see slides of Aaron Phillips? Are we going to see your home movies? What are we going to see? What do we expect from Aaron Phillips?
You can expect an in-your-face and very real presentation about connecting children, their parents, and others with nature in order to hope, you know, help grow awareness and enthusiasm for the outdoors. It's kind of my way of helping save the planet. And, I speak as myself and as a real person. I have rehearsed speeches, you know, I speak at local schools and colleges and businesses and such as that. But when I read my audience, I get a feel for them if they're a little more laid back, and I get the impression that that's how this event is going to be. I often do, you know, kind of detour from that speech. And so that's exactly what you can expect. And you can also probably expect that I'll probably focus on the women in our lives, especially in my life, you know, my mom and my wife and other women in my lives that have an impact and play extremely important roles in our lives. It may or may not be a PG type presentation. And I'm kind of planning some breakout sessions. If that goes along with what you guys are doing, I know you mentioned that a couple times. I'd like the breakout sessions to be a more wide open Q&A about my Naked and Afraid experience. There, you know, a lot of cast members are worried about what they can say and what they can't say. I'm not really concerned about that. If Carl Nicolai, the vice president of Discovery Legal, has an issue, he'll call me on my phone. I talk to him about once a month. So I want to do that. You know, I want to do breakouts and really get into the nitty gritty and answer those tough questions about life out there, for Naked and Afraid. I'd also like to go live on I have a verified public figure page on Facebook. I'd like to go live at the event and try to gain some exposure and gain some awareness for the Home Dad Con and for City Dads and some of the other organizations out there while I'm out there.
Okay. It sounds like it's going to be good, man. We're going to have you for the entire con, right, Aaron, if we get you?
Oh, heck yeah. I'd actually like to be... If possible, you guys mentioned some other outdoor retailers in the area. I'd really like to line up some other speaking engagements while I'm there. 2 weeks later, I'll be speaking in Reading, Pennsylvania for a charity event. And I'd like to kind of fill the calendar between the two events if possible. So yeah, absolutely.
So if any of our listeners have anything that they think they can utilize Aaron's amazing skills, get in touch and we'll put you in touch with him. But obviously we're working hard behind the scenes because Aaron is an amazing individual. Has he sold you, Pat?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I can't wait to finally meet you, shake your hand, and break bread with you, man.
Sounds great.
He'll even show you his botfly scars.
Well, a couple of them.
No, I know where one of them is, and he's not going to show you that one.
No, we're not going there.
Well, look, we're going to have to wrap it up. Do you have anything quick for Aaron before we wrap it up, Pat?
Where can people find you? Are you mostly active on Twitter, on Facebook?
I am all over social media. I was a social media strategist for a few years. So you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. On Facebook, my public figure page is Aaron Phillips Get Outside. On Twitter and Instagram, you can find me as Phillicle File. That's PHILLICLEFILE. And you'll see my pictures. Everything I do with my son and everywhere I go, I'm posting pictures and inspirational quotes and anything I can possibly do to connect other people. So I'm out there online. You just got to look for me.
Right on.
Excellent. And Aaron, hopefully he's going to be in Portland, and I don't think he has enough hair to let down, but he has a substantial beard.
I won't shave from now until then, just to try to
I know Aaron Canwell is going to have you licked, man. That dude's got an amazing beard.
Oh, he does.
So look, things are a little bit different this year. For one, I am a board member. I mean, we didn't get a chance to mention that. Last year, I was just an attendee. But this year, I am a board member, even though that this is not officially sanctioned. So okay. There's that. Plus, I was able to get my wife involved, and we've got a really enormous sponsor in P&G, or Procter & Gamble, and Albertsons Companies, and they're involved in sponsoring a women's panel. My wife works for the Network of Executive Women, and they're going to be talking about... they're going to be the power couples, the women that earn the money and the dads behind them. So that should be rather amazing. Oh, what else? Pat, this is going to be your fourth home dad con, correct?
Yes, my fourth.
So why should they go? What can they expect?
You know, one of the things that I hear every once in a while is a lot of guys say that they may skip this year because it's on, you know, a different coast. It's further across the country than them. And, you know, sometimes that happens, you know, whether we have it in Raleigh or, you know, in Portland or whatever. But I think there's such an importance that at-home dads look at the fact that they're professionals. This is a job. And this convention is for professional development for professional dads. And it gives them a chance to network with other active and involved dads. And no matter how long you've been doing this, you don't know everything. And you could always use more people by your side, championing what you're doing and pumping you up and giving you advice and support when you need it. And that's exactly what this convention is about. So my main thing is, just get up and go and make it important. Make yourself realize how important you need this 2 or 3 days out of a year to get up and, yes, be away from your family, but it's for the better development of yourself, and it's going to benefit your family in the end. And that can never be a bad thing.
No, absolutely not. We have the crown jewel in the National At-Home Dad Network. The crown jewel this year is going to be in Portland, and it's an amazing event. Book your hotel, show your support, and come and enjoy what it's like to be a normal guy again amongst other normal guys, because that's the thing. We're breeding this normality of us being dads and us being dads as primary caregivers, because it is the future, man. It's the future. Mm-hmm. And if you can't come this year, help a guy who doesn't have the means, buy a t-shirt, donate to the Brian Dixon Memorial. You're in charge of that, Pat, right?
Yes, I'm the chair for the Brian Dixon Memorial, which is a scholarship fund set up to be able to help dads in, you know, financial distress get to the convention. And so anybody can go to homedadcon.org and find any information about the conference. And there's a link there to go ahead and apply. The deadline for that is going to be July 21st, and we're going to make our announcements on August 1st of who we're going to be sending. You know, there's just too many reasons for at-home dads to go, and just not enough for them not to. Period. There's just not enough reasons.
So come on, I'm going to give you the final word before I do the closer, mate. What are you looking forward to? What's Pat looking forward to?
Pat is actually looking forward to getting back and networking and just talking to guys more. Last year with our you know, financial hardships because of the location and everything and sponsors backing out, you know, we wanted to have, you know, photos and videos of the event, and I went ahead and took that upon myself and got a few other guys to help me as well. And, you know, I took pictures and we all took pictures and video, and I put together a recap video, you know, of the entire weekend that we played at the end of the conference that you can see on our website and everything. And by doing that, it took me out of the convention a bit, and I didn't get to talk to as many guys as I wanted to. So I'm really, really, really thankful for P&G and Albertsons Companies and all the other sponsors that we have, that, you know, we shouldn't have to do that this year, and I can network and talk to a lot more people. So that's what I'm looking forward to the most.
We have some tireless champions. Aaron Canwell is a tireless champion. He's working hard to make this happen for you guys. We need you to help us, and in return, we'll give it everything we got, because that's what we do. We don't get paid. We get paid in love and kisses from our kids, and we want a little bit of love and kisses from the stay-at-home dads out there. Maybe not necessarily lots of kisses. We can only tolerate a certain amount. But I know that there are also a lot of hugs that go around at home dad time. Me, not a hugger. But if you like the hugs will be forthcoming. Well, look, that wraps up tonight's show. I'd like to thank my guests for joining me. I'd like to thank Mr. Aaron Canwell, who is the champion over there in Portland, making it all happen. Thanks, Aaron. Can you give me a little bit of uke?
Sure thing. Here we go.
Okay, well, that's Aaron playing the uke in the background. We got Mr. Aaron Phillips and his bot flies.
Hey, thanks for having me again, guys.
I think Dan Scott had to nip off because he's got dadly duties to do. But thank you very much, Dan. And if anybody wants to see Dan and see him, he'll be at the con. And Mr. Brett Roberts, thanks, Brett. I know it's late over in Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for staying for the whole show, mate.
Well, no problem. Just wait for my check in the mail.
Keep waiting.
Dude, you'd be waiting a long time. Hey, do you remember that Road to Home Dad Con video? We're talking that sort of time, man. Anyway.
That'd be great when that thing's done. My great-great-grandchildren will be able to see it.
That's going to be ready, guys. For anybody who was following me last year with the video I was taking for Road to Home Dad Con, that's going to be ready sometime in about 2022. Yeah, anyway.
It's going to be released on beta.
Anyway, follow us on Twitter at SadPod, like our Facebook page, subscribe to us via iTunes. I hope you enjoyed the show. And if you liked it, go to the National Handhome Dad Network, show them some love, like the Facebook page, tweet, retweet, sign up for the convention, and come and enjoy our time out in Portland. Home Dad Con, it's where it should be. And as always, everybody have a, whoa, hang on, just a minute. Have a super daddy fun day. You can listen to yourself actually in repeat, Mr. Aaron Camel. It's just another ordinary, typical day. Me and my daddy gonna go out and play. I hope my baby sister doesn't get in the way.